welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
On your mark, get set, let's go. We're off and running here for another week on the Refresh Radio program. Good morning to you. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida, and we want to welcome you to today's broadcast. Pray that the next 30 minutes will be a blessing in your life. If you do not have a church home, we would love to invite you to Merritt Assembly of God. We have some amazing people there. We're passionate about Jesus, passionate about the Word, passionate about being a blessing. We are about a month away from a Be a Blessing yard sale that we're going to be doing. It's something that we've told the church, don't bring your stuff in at this point in time. We don't have any place to store it. And so, but I can tell you that on March the 25th, I believe it's at 8 o'clock in the morning, there is going to be a yard sale event at Merritt Assembly of God that you will want to come and be a part of. It's going to have just a little bit of everything there, and we're going to try and bless the community, and as a result, we're going to have some stuff or some space that's left over that has, you know, we've just had stuff laying around for quite some time, and it is time for it to find a home where it can be put to use. So that's coming up here in a little over a month, but that's the type of stuff that we do at Merritt Assembly of God. So if you do not have a church home, please consider Merritt Assembly of God. It would be my honor to walk with you on your journey of faith and see if we cannot both be a blessing to our community, for our community surely needs it. I want to say thank you today to the folks of Coastal Image Landscapes, 321-208-2281, 321-208-2281. And I can tell you that whether it is paver stones or an artificial putting green, or whether it is an irrigation tank so that your building doesn't get stained from the rust ingredients in the water, whether it's a sprinkler pump or an irrigation system repair, whether it is resodding your yard, redoing your driveway, probably some lighting effects as well in the yard, whatever you're considering for your outdoor environment, call the folks at Coastal Image Landscapes, 321-208-2281, and have them come out, take a look at your project. They have trimmed trees for us. We're probably going to be looking at other projects here in the future that we are going to be reaching out to them and seeing what we can do in those regards. But on top of all of that, they love Jesus. They're listeners to the Refresh Radio program, and they do a great job. Sometimes you can be dealing with Christians that don't do great jobs. Sometimes you can be people who are non-Christians that do a great job. I prefer doing business with Christians who do a great job, and that's what Dan and his team have been to us. They have been a blessing both at our home and the church, and they will be a blessing to you as well. Give them a call. I believe this phone number gets you in touch with Dave, who's in charge of the lawn care division. Maybe you just need somebody to mow your yard. You would talk to Dave in that regard. 321-208-2281. Highly recommended, and they will be a blessing to you. So we are going to be going back into Matthew chapter 7 today, Matthew chapter 7. And one of these things that we're so close to the end, and yet it just seems to keep going and going and going. So Matthew 7:24, let me read that for you today. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. So last week we talked about the rain, we talked about the floods. Today I want to talk to you a little bit about the wind. The winds in this teaching of Jesus blew with intensity, and it beat upon the house. Now, one of the things that I know is that natural landscapes are invariably, over a serious period of time, they are impacted by two things naturally. They are impacted by water, and they're impacted by wind. And, you know, the water impacts it through the temperature fluctuations, whether it's freezing or whether it's hot and things like that. Sooner or later, over a long period of time, the landscape is going to be impacted by the elements. And, there's so many different directions that I could go to in talking about the impact of the wind on the life that you build, whether or not you listen to the Word of God and do it, or whether you do not listen to the Word of God and do not do it. So one of the first things that I started thinking about was a tornado on my brother's birthday. We happened to be in the backyard at the time. It wasn't quite time for the party to start. Not everyone was there. We were looking at the clouds in the backyard, which faced to the south. And my mother and I believe my grandfather were there, and they were looking at the clouds. And they noticed that the clouds begin to have some rotation to them. And they said, y'all need to go into the house. You need to get into the bathroom. You need to pull the mattress over you, because I don't really like the looks of the clouds. And it wasn't a big house. I think it was a grand total of 800 square feet, if I remember right. It might have been a 25-foot walk from our back patio to the front window. And when I got to the front window, I said, Mom, I don't think we need to go to the bathtub, because the tornado is in the front yard. It was a little farther away than the front yard, and our front yard was very, very small. It actually missed the house on the other side of the street of us, but it landed, and the power of that storm devastated that portion of town. One of our relatives got to our house while they were driving. A piece of rebar had been blown up through her bumper, just barely missed her gas tank, which would have been devastating. A friend of mine, her mother was caught out in that storm and was at a little mobile post box depository gazebo that they had in that area. And the storm flipped the gazebo. It landed on top of her, on top of her car, and she was pinned underneath that. I had the privilege of meeting her later on, and she was trapped under there. The businesses in our area were Some of them never recovered, never came back. Things that were there were never quite the same. All because the power of wind. It wasn't any rain. It wasn't floods. It was just the power of the wind. And so, if you look in Job chapter 1, when Satan begins to reach out and lash out against Job, Job's finances, Job's property, Job's family, that one of the things that is mentioned is in Job chapter 1, verse number 18. Job chapter 1, verse number 18. I'm turning there. It says, while he was still speaking, another also came and said, your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and suddenly a great wind came from across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they are dead. I alone have escaped to tell you. I wanted to focus on that. The great wind came suddenly, struck the four corners of the house, and it fell. The standard by which you and I are going to be gauged is not whether or not we were beautiful, whether or not we were handsome, whether we were famous or whether we were anonymous, whether we were people of history or people nobody even, paid that much of attention to. Not going to be about our wealth or our poverty. It is not going to be about whether we were powerful or whether we weren't. It is simply going to be, how did we respond to the word of God that is settled forever in heaven and on earth? How did we respond to Jesus, who's the living word? Did we say yes to his offer of forgiveness, yes to his offer of salvation, yes to his offer of his lordship, yes to his offer of him being our shepherd, our ever-present help in time of trouble, and yes to him being our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So that is something that we need to think about. You see, the devil has always been a thief. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. As I was preparing to come in to this, I was thinking not about the negatives so much, the negative implications, although there are those things. You know, we live in a hurricane susceptible area where we don't often get hurricane winds, but we get pretty close. And so if your house is going to survive, they determined a long time ago that what you need is you need to not only have your structure attached to the foundation, you need your roof attached to the structure, which is attached to the foundation. And so there are braces and things like that that you can add and reinforce to make sure that everything is attached so that when the winds do come, your house survives. Now, my house was built a long time ago. It was built in such a way that the rafters are not exposed on two ends of the house. They're not exposed to the elements at all. A building inspector came out and he said, your house is built to last. That's what he said. It's built to where the winds are not going to have much of an impact on them. So there are things that you and I can do to prepare ourselves for winds of adversity. The disciples faced a wind that came up while they were trying to cross the sea, and all it took was for Jesus to wake up and speak to the winds, and the winds calmed down. But during the midst of the storm, the disciples said, "Don't you care that we are perishing?" Please understand that the winds of adversity are not a lack of concern on Jesus' part. Those winds set you up to a greater revelation of Jesus, his authority, and his compassion in your life. So I wanted to look just a little bit at the wind of God. In the Old Testament in Hebrew, the word is ruach. It means Spirit of God, the breath of God, or it can mean wind. And the Spirit of God began to hover over chaos and hover over the darkness and hover over that which was void. And when the Spirit, the breath of God, the wind of God began to hover, God the Holy Spirit began to hover over all of the mess, there was a transformation that was beginning, and it wasn't going to leave things devastated. It was going to leave things illuminated. It was going to leave things full. It was going to leave things in order. So the Spirit of God can do that. The Big Bang cannot, but the Spirit of God can. Man is formed and of the dust of the earth, and God looks at him, and then he breathes into him the breath of life. Every human being that you see in existence is still in existence because of that one breath from God that breathed into man, and man became a living being. That's the power of the breath of God. So what I really want to look at here is, you know, the positive aspects of the breath of God. The breath of God, the Spirit of God, in Revelation chapter 4, after John had spent two chapters dealing with the problems of churches in the region of Asia Minor, the Spirit of God grabs hold of him and takes him up into the throne room of heaven, where he beholds and has perspective on the dynamics that are taking place around the throne. So there's the Holy Spirit at the beginning. There's the Holy Spirit at the end. The end in the book of Revelation, it's the Spirit and the bride say, "Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come quickly." In 2 Timothy chapter 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3, right after the book of 1 Timothy, which is right after Thessalonians, which is right before Titus and Philemon and Hebrews, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 16 says this: "All scripture is given by inspiration of God." That means God breathed. That's what the word inspiration means. God breathed. "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." So when we bring this back to Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 and 25, we begin to see that the Word of God is what is really essential in order, 24, 25, 26, 27. It's essential for the house to be able to stand up under the test of the Word of God, the Spirit of God, the God-breathed words of Jesus Christ. It's not about your architecture. It's about the Word of God. And so it says here that the Word of God, all scripture, is profitable for doctrine. That means it's profitable for teaching. I've been amazed through the years. I really have. Because there are people who would come into the area, they would post on Facebook and said, "Hey, what I need is I need a church with a great XYZ. I don't really care about the doctrine. I just want the program." And I was like, that's a really, really sad statement. I don't want somebody up there just teaching on the latest number one bestseller from the Amazon book sales list. Don't. That's going to be, it's going to be very short-lived on the bestsellers list, and pretty soon you can find it in the dollar store in the dollar bin. What I am concerned about is, what does the Word of God teach? What is it that the Word of God has for us that can correct us? A lot of people don't want the wind of God. They don't want the Spirit of God coming and correcting them or reproving them or instructing in righteousness. And all of those things are essential for the wind of God. See, your life will be tested by the Spirit of God, by the Word of God. Did you build wisely or did you build foolishly? One of my favorite scenes in a movie, and I'm more interested in the scene than I am the exact verbiage. So if the verbiage isn't exactly right, don't shoot me. In Indiana Jones, in the search for the Holy Grail, they end up in the possession or in the presence of this keeper of the Holy Grail. And there's like 20 or 30 cups in the room. And there's no identifying marks. Which one is it? You know, one would bring healing. The other all of the others were poisoned and they would bring death. And so, you know, there's always an arch villain and he grabs the most ornate, fancy jeweled chalice that there is and says, surely this is a cup befitting the King of Kings. And he drinks from that. And the guy says, you have chosen foolishly. And then Indiana Jones, who's trying to save his father's life, said, that's not the cup of a carpenter. This is the cup of a carpenter. And the response is, you have chosen wisely. How will you build your life? When your house encounters the Word of God, will it reflect wisdom or will it reflect folly? So I've told this story before, but we were the projected landfall for a storm, I think back in 2017. It didn't say that it was going to land, you know, in Melbourne. It didn't say it was going to land in Titusville. It said it was coming for Merritt Island. Merritt Island, Cape Canaveral, Cocoa Beach, and those areas are pretty close. And I know the influence of hurricane force winds, especially around the eye, that they stretch out a ways, and it's like this could impact our home. And we were there, and I just got through teaching a series on Psalm 91 on our Wednesday night Bible study. And my wife, my oldest daughter, and myself, we're sitting around the dinner table, and God says, I want you to go speak to the wind. And I said, okay. And so I told my wife, told my daughter, I said, hey, God just spoke to me and said for us, or for me to go speak to the wind. Would y'all like to come and pray that that storm moves offshore? Now, when I tell you this, I want you to know, I don't take a universal approach to every storm that I face. There have been many different directions from God during storms. This was just this storm. And so I said, would y'all like to go out and pray with me? We're going to face where that storm is coming from, and we're going to pray that it moves off the coast And they said, sure. And so we did. We went out, we prayed, and we prayed until we felt like, you know, that was good. And was headed back in the house. Everything was good. And God spoke to me and he said, I want you to make a Facebook Live, and I want you to put it out there. And I said, now, God, when you told me to do that, that was your reputation. Being very transparent here, I said, when you're telling me to put this on Facebook, now it's not just your reputation, it's your reputation and my reputation. And he said, do it. And I said, okay, here we go. And so I did. I posted that video. There were people who commented on that video. People would come up to me and say, hey, I saw your video. We had taped Psalm 91 to the front door of our house. We had it taped at the church. We prayed Psalm 91 that for God's protection and his safety over our house. And when everything was all said and done, the storm had shifted, and I think we were missing, or we had had one plank of fence that had blown down, and I had to re-nail it up. It was extremely minimal. The church was not impacted in any significant way. Our home wasn't. And I believe to a large extent that was due to the fact that when God spoke, we said yes. I want to encourage you. The Bible is not just for preaching. It's not just for studying. It is for living. God, when he says something to you, a wise person will listen. A wise person will respond and build their life, their future life, on what God has to say. He's your greatest consultant for a successful life. He is the best life coach you will ever find. And so I pray today that when the storms of adversity come, that you will find yourself anchored to the Word of God and anchored to Jesus, and find yourself doing the things that Jesus has instructed you and trained you to do. He will get you to the other side. God bless you. You have a great day. Tomorrow will be the last teaching that we have from the Sermon on the Mount. I hope that you will tune in. We'll see you there at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. God
bless. Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.